Hello, everybody. Welcome back to What the F is Being a Human? Today, I'm going to talk about everyone's number one fear, insecurities. Insecurity is frowned upon in this ignorant society. It is often associated with failure and being dismissed, while confidence is associated with success, fame, and being respected. And so, we are taught that insecurities limit us and that we should push that shit down. Like a wise woman once said, don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. We're so scared to admit our insecurities to ourselves, let alone to others. And so, begin the method of fake it till you make it. According to Wikipedia, fake it till you make it is an aphorism that suggests that by imitating confidence, competence, and an optimistic mindset, a person can realize those qualities in their real life and achieve the results they seek. Basically, faking it till you make it is an act. It's based on the concept that if you keep acting a certain way, you will become it, which I no longer believe to be true. Although, it's definitely not a bad piece of advice to achieve material and external success. I'm sure you guys have heard about billionaires out there that are miserable on the inside. I recently watched a movie on Elvis Presley, and he is definitely a good example of faking it till you make it. Although Elvis was and is the king of rock and roll, his late wife, Priscilla Presley, has revealed that Elvis was constantly seeking reassurance because he was worried he wasn't good enough. However, his incredible dance moves and confident persona on stage would convince the audience otherwise. Elvis never had to face his internal battle for too long. He was on multiple medications that numbed out his nervous system. Not only that, he received a huge dose of validation every time he was on stage. However, not having faced his internal battle led to a series of actions that were not in alignment with his heart, leading to him losing his family and essentially dying alone through overdosing. I also faked it until I made it many times. For example, going to gatherings where I didn't know people, I would often wear the confident, intelligent, sophisticated, philosophical, humorous girl mask. However, when I got home, alone in my insecurities, I would wonder what people thought of me, if they bought into my act. And for a long time, it worked. People would think I was all those things. But upon growing closer to me, they would become surprised or even disappointed to find that I was actually very insecure. And in turn, I would become disappointed that they didn't accept me for who I was. Faking it till you make it brings external success because to market yourself, you just need to convince your worth to other people. But to find internal peace, you need to convince your worth to yourself, which is a whole other ball game. Because you can put on an act for other people, but your heart will always recognize and call you out on your bullshit. And that's the danger of faking it till you make it. It doesn't require facing your insecurity head on. But how would we know the cause of our insecurities if we're turning a blind eye to it? And how would we tend to ourselves and heal the insecurities if we don't even know the cause? Pushing down insecurities will also manifest in other areas of life. This is often seen as someone who blames everyone else but themselves for their problems. Someone who can't take accountability. Someone who flirts or leads people on or even cheats to obtain validation. Someone who has a victim mindset. This one was definitely me. Someone who likes to brag or lie to impress other people. Someone who puts their values on material possessions. Someone who is very judgmental of other people when in reality, it's because they're jealous. I've also done this multiple times. Someone who abuses substances to numb out the insecurities. And so many other ways in which insecurity can manifest into insatiable personalities. Funny enough, you will often hear these individuals say that they don't care what anyone thinks of them. The crazy thing is, while everyone is trying to hide it, insecurity is a human feeling. I don't think there is one person on earth who doesn't feel insecure unless they have achieved absolute enlightenment, which possibly, maybe, only Eckhart Tolle. Even monks are probably insecure if they are zen enough. Even Garbar Mate admits that he sometimes feels insecure. Like, we are all humans. Stop trying to act perfect. Most of us are at least a little messy on the inside. And so, we should normalize admitting to our insecurities. Facing your insecurities will also help you figure out what the hell caused the insecurities in the first place. And when you figure that out, you can soothe yourself correctly when the feelings of insecurity resurface. This is where I'm going to share my top insecurity and how I faced it, what I realized the cause to be, and what I do now when it comes up. My number one insecurity of all time is my beauty. It might sound surface level, but it is actually really deep. The root cause of it affects all the way to my sexuality, which I will talk about in another episode. Anywho, I've always struggled with my body and face. I have improved significantly, but it's something I have to continuously be mindful of. So recently in my downtime, I allowed myself to face this insecurity. It felt like clenching in the throat that tensed the muscles near my collarbone and my chest. I just observed the feeling without judgment. And what I realized was that when I see a woman that I judge is more attractive than me, I would automatically see her in the eye of my potential partner. As in, at that moment, I'm embodying my partner. Even though I might not even have a partner, I'm embodying my potential partner. And if I think he would be attracted to this woman, I immediately start feeling intense insecurity. And I do this whole process unconsciously in partials of a second. It's crazy. And so I question myself without judgment, just being curious, right? Like, why do you do that, cutie? Yes, I call myself cutie. Here are multiple reasons as to why. First, I grew up without a constant male figure around, so I didn't know what a healthy masculine love looks like. I used to read a lot of romantic novels as a kid, and these novels were pretty explicit, okay? I don't know how my moms didn't monitor these things. Anywho, the novels would always describe the main woman as being desired for their beauty. Their physical features were described in detail, and the main guys would be so allured by their beauty that they would almost force themselves to make these women theirs. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was what I learned a masculine love to be. I learned that to be loved by a man is to be beautiful and wanted sexually, and to be objectified a little bit. So that was one reason. The second reason is I went to an all-girls school when I was little, and we would play princesses. I was chubbier and tanner skin as a kid, and the girls would tell me that I wasn't pretty enough to be a princess, and I could only act as their mate. In combination with the first reason, that really stuck with me that I may be less than other women who are more physically attractive. And number three, this one really drove it all home. 8 months into my first relationship, my first boyfriend told me that he got used to my body, he was addicted to porn, and he would imagine intimate moments with every attractive girl he saw. To be fair, I'm pretty sure that I attracted this relationship because of my limiting beliefs and insecurity. To hear more about this, you can check out episode 4. Anywho, what do I do now to heal all this shit? First, I always allow myself to feel and recognize the insecurity when it resurfaces every time without judging or getting frustrated. Second, I reparent my inner child that women objectification is not a healthy masculine love by actively looking for proof of a healthy masculine love. So I listen to We Are Man Enough podcasts and Sacred Sons podcasts and conversations between men who have done some healing like Gabor Mate or Lewis House or Matthew Hussey or Healthy Gamer Gigi. I listen to these men a lot. Every time my inner child cries for an unhealed man, I'm like, okay, child, we're gonna sit down and listen to these men who are working on themselves. Third, I would ask myself, if you could be that girl, would you want to? Not just how she looks, but her internal state, her memories, her temperament, like people in her lives. You don't get to keep anything that's you. Your memories, your growth, nothing. Would you want to be her? My answer is heck no, I wouldn't. I love who I am today. So if I love myself and I wouldn't want to be anybody else, even if they're prettier, why would my future man, who's supposed to love me, want anyone else just because they're prettier, right? Number 4, On top of that, now that I know what a healthy masculine mindset looks like, I know that they would honor their women and value their women feeling safe and considered. So when I start feeling the insecurity creep up upon seeing an attractive woman, I just tell myself, she's not you. Because that's what my future man would think too. And that calms my nerves immediately. 5. When I finally face my own emotions, fears, angers, sadness, I learned that I had been acting out of my childhood wounds most of my life. Once I truly realized that, I see it in other people too, and I no longer see other people's mistreatment towards me as a reflection of my worth, but a reflection of their childhood wounds. Well, let's be real. The memories of being cheated on still affect how I feel about my worth, but the feeling is way softer and I can ease out of it with grace and, most importantly, compassion for the other person. As a result, I now have less anxiety in social settings. I carry more genuine confidence without having to act it. I don't feel so intimidated by other beautiful women. And so, I interact with other people more authentically. In conclusion, instead of faking it till you make it, you should face it till you make it. Face your insecurities till you make it. Insecurities are human feelings. Own your insecurities. Talk to your trusted friends and family members about it. I can promise you, you will find that they also have their insecurities and it will bond you guys closer. Discussing these things with people you trust can also help you reflect on the cause of your insecurities. However, this does require questioning without any judgment. So be selective of people you talk to. And maybe these people can help you come up with the ideas on how you can tend to your inner child too. I hope this episode empowers some of you to face it till you make it. I will see you on the next episode of What the F is Being a Human. Bye!
Goodbye!